Student claims you of Cincinnati professor failed her for using term biological women. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 6, 2023. A professor at the University of Cincinnati allegedly failed a student for using the term biological women on an essay proposal about transgender athletes competing in women's sports. I got a zero on a project proposal in my class because I used the term biological women, which is apparently not allowed anymore, student Olivia Krolchik recalled in a video. She even said it was a good project proposal. But I got a zero because I used this term that is exclusionary and not allowed anymore, Krolchik added. And I 100% know that this is the most biased grade ever, because my project is about transgenders competing in biological women's sports. Krolchik told Fox News Jesse Waters that her professor claimed using the term contributed to TERF ideology, trans-exclusionary radical feminism, which is, I believe, is the only real feminism. She said it was exclusionary and contributed to heteronormativity, the student added. Krolchik also noted that her professor's syllabus states she is allowed to share my opinions as long as they don't cause harm to my classmates. But no one in my class is going to be reading my paper, unless she was going to share it without my permission, the student added. Krolchik also told Fox News of another incident in which she had said it's not okay to generalize and say that all white men are privileged, and her professor came back and said that it is important to recognize that fact. As for the incident regarding Krolchik's project proposal in which she mentions the term biological women, the University of Cincinnati reportedly said it is reviewing the matter via the school's established policies and processes. Meanwhile, the student said she met with the university's gender equity group, and they agreed she could complete her project as she originally intended, and that a new professor will grade her work, and a file will be sent to the dean. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.